independent radio exchange network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Ich schau in den Spiegel und seh mein Gesicht. Es gab eine Zeit, da gab's Spiegel noch nicht. Und wir wussten noch nicht, wie hässlich wir sind. Mutter und Vater und ihr hässliches Kind. Sprich mich nicht an, ich sprech heute nur mit mir. Ich bin der neue Mensch, du warst immer schon hier. Ich bleib auf Distanz, ich fass dich nicht an. Ich kauf mir, dass ich dich anschauen kann. Ich mach mich ganz kalt, ich halt mich steril. Kein freies Erstaunen, wie wenig ich fühl. Schweiß in der Glas und ein Haar in der Speed. Die wahre Befreiung, Treppe links war der Krieg. Hashtag Hikiko, Hikiko Mori. Hashtag Hikiko, Hikiko Mori. Wenn man im Tal steht, sieht man das Tal nicht. Und viel weiter oben auf dem Gipfel, nicht den Gipfel. Ich lasse den Rest meines Lebens vergehen, ohne nochmal in den Spiegel zu sehen. Und sonn meinen Körper in künstlichem Licht. Strom aus Windenergie, doch mein Spiegelbild fühlt den Wind nie. Und mein digitales Abbild kann nicht nass werden, kann nur pixelfehlerhaft digital verderben. Mein Wille löst sich auf, ich komm nicht mehr raus. Hashtag Hikikori. Bestaun ich von Weitem, die Jetztzeit bestaun ich aus anderen Zeiten. Ich piss an die Wand und der Ozean wird gelb. Ich bin die Zukunft, ich bin das Licht. Mein Hemd ist aus Glasfaser, Coltan gemischt. Doch ein Kettenhemd schützt vor Ketten nicht. Ich bin die Zukunft bin ich. Mein Geist ist ein Geist, er erscheint, wann er will. Ich brauch mich so sehr, ich verbrauch mich so viel. Will mich nicht zu viel bewegen, muss warten und warten. Es dauert nicht mehr lang, bis wir 1000 Jahre leben. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Hello, listeners, to this episode of our radio show, Indie Ray from Halle Saale, East Germany, again. And today is a bit different because we want to take a look on the local jazz music scene. And therefore, we invited Albrecht from the Halle-based jazz collective. Usually in at the Radio Korax version of the Indie Ray show, we play recently released punk music, but today is a bit different. You, Albrecht, already took part actually in an interview for an Indie Ray show at Indie Ray 1.0 at the Radio Korax Festival, where Melissa, a journalist from Tours, interviewed you from a French perspective about the local music scene in Halle. And I listened to this interview, and in this interview you spoke about your musical past as a bass player in a punk band. So for us it's pretty interesting how these kind of genres are combinable, punk and jazz.
Oh yes, there are different ways. I can start with my way. So my background is, my parents are church musicians. Yes, when I start with 14 in the punk band, I think it's normal for this old that you want to make something what's different than that what the parents make. And yes, I played there for 2 years. But after this 2 years, the church musician in me comes around and say, oh, you want to make more music than three chords with people who don't practice? So I go to the music school in Halle and learn to play after scores. Yes, about that, there come some other music, the Clash, Red Hot Chili Peppers, all the bands which like bass player. Yes, there are also some jazz bands in, at the music school, a big band and a small band, and there I start. And about this, I come more into jazz. And yes, someday my bass teacher told me, hey, this is good how you play, start with upright bass. And so I also start with upright bass, and this was... I think the biggest step into jazz, because this instrument becomes after the next month to my main instrument before I play bass guitar. And yes, this is the way I play a weird jazz instrument. I also play some classic, but not that often and not that professional.
Do you still play in some kind of punk band, or is it nowadays just jazz combos?
Not normally. 2 years. I played one concert at the Winter Campus in Kalbe in a punk band which called Schleimige Kälber from, and we take some of the funny names of the villages in this area. Poritz, Mösentin, Kakerbeck.
Okay, let's for the audience, let's translate one of those punk band names. So the first one is Schleimige Kälber, Slippery, oh, what's the word
cow,
for?
Cow.
Cubs?
Baby cow.
Baby
cow. Slippery
cows.
Baby cows.
Sweet.
Yes, this was the last time I play something like punk music, but in my music life I don't play this music anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe I go 2 times in a year to a punk concert. Mm-hmm.
You told us about the upright bass you are playing, and on your recent release you play the upright bass. You released a debut project in September 2023, and there's one song which is called Was ist es gewesen? Which can be translated to What was it? And yes, what was it about this project that gave you the most challenge and the most fun?
Yes, this is my septet, which I give the name of my last name, Brandt. And this project I start in the last year of my studying in Dresden at the conservatory. And yes, it was a quite long time I composing for that ensemble. Yes, but I really liked this. It was really interesting for me because, yes, arranging, composing, writing voicings for this instrument. The instruments are flute, alto sax, trumpet, trombone, bass clarinet, upright bass, and drums. It was a really important way for me to make something I think it's important for the music world. Yes, I think or I hope it becomes one of my important projects also in the future.
Because you say that your project is named by your last name, how does it come that in jazz music it's always called like the quartet?
Yes, this is especially for jazz. I think there are different reasons. In rock or pop music, there's a band and they composing their songs in a group. And in jazz, it's more common that one person composed the songs, organizing the band and all that stuff. So on this way, it comes that the band is named after the leader. And maybe a name for a band is not that important in jazz, like in rock music.
So maybe let's have a listen to your project and your single. Was ist es gewesen? What was it? Thank you. concerning the jazz music scene, it felt to us that the jazz music is mostly made of or inspired by people who studied. Is that impression correct?
Yes, this is correct. I think it's because studying in a conservatory, you don't have to pay in Germany, and when you think this is the way you want to go, it's not that that difficult to go there, to play there and get a place. And also for jazz, you have to know quite a lot about music and about your instrument, and I think for the most people it isn't something what they can do in their free time on that level like professional musicians. So I think it's also because in jazz, the people who make jazz also live from the music, like classical musicians, and I think the most of the rock musicians don't live from their music.
Yeah, we thought, do you have an opinion on such kind of situation like we have in jazz music, like you described? Like, what are your thoughts maybe on the academization in jazz music?
Difficult question, because I also think that the academization is not like people from outside think it is. So you are there for 4 years, 5 years, something like that, and you learn a lot from the people there. For some people it's a really good place, for other people it's not that good. And yes, also there are some points you can criticizing, but yes, so we live in another time than the early jazz musicians, or the jazz musicians in the GDR who maybe not studied, but also they studied some from them. So yes, I think it's a part of our time that it's common.
Do you think we can somehow compare the jazz music from the GDR to today's jazz music scene?
So there's the general thing from the GDR music scene that the so-called Unterhaltungsmusik, music for entertainment. When you want to do that and you want to play concert, you have to play before a jury, and they say a level you play, and after that level you get paid.
At our research, we found out in Halle many more guys are in jazz music than women. What do you think about this phenomenon?
This is really the case. There are more guys in jazz. I think the most of the jazz legends are men. I think there are three women from the instrumental side. The singer side is another theme.
So it seems like there's this kind of a tradition that in jazz music, probably also in other genres as well, that there are more guys than women, but you have the feeling that it changes a bit?
I think it's really difficult for women to go into a world which is men-dominated.
Yes.
This is a man's world! This is a man's world! But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without
Yeah, we spoke about jazz music in the GDR, and if we take a look on the jazz music again today, especially in Halle, because we want to talk about different regional music scenes here in the Indie Ray show. We spoke a lot about punk music, and there is a great punk and rock music subculture here in Halle. And we wondered, what do you think? How is jazz music in Halle represented in our subculture?
We founded the Jazz Collective Halle because this time it wasn't that represented as we think it should. And I think the most things from jazz music which happens in Halle is work from our collective. The cities which have a good jazz scene are normally quite big, so more than 500,000 people, and have a conservatory where people come who can play jazz, and both is not in Halle. Halle is smaller, and Halle has not a conservatory for jazz musicians. So for me, it's quite interesting thing to be part like a pioneer of a jazz scene in Halle, because you can make a lot of things here and a lot of people like it. There's not that Konkurrenz?
Mm-hmm. Competition.
Competition. Mm-hmm. You have not that competition in Halle with other musicians. So you are the only one who makes something. but on the other hand, you don't have that much communication to other musicians, because you are not that much. Here are the people who are in the Jazz Collective and a bit more.
As jazz newbies, we wondered how to behave at a jam session or a jazz concert, because we guess it's much different from being at a punk concert, for example. Is it like people just have a good time and talk and do their thing, maybe have a drink or something? Or is it that it's like really quiet and really focused and concentrated?
So there's a really big difference between concerts and jam sessions, and it's also depends on the location you played. So the normal situation is really quiet and focused to the concert, and generally you sit. Then there are some places like Pier Gras where also some people to talk. Then jam sessions, I think everybody is talking. So it is to hear some minutes, then talking, that it's not that important that everybody is focused.
For our listeners, you can maybe tell us one of your favorite musicians from like our local scene.
Yes, I would say Trieders Holz. Conny Trieder is a flute player she was composing for a quite interesting quartet, where she write compositions for her old places in Halle.
I think we take a listen to the song Heute sind meine Füße zu groß, which is translated to Today my feet are too big.
Thank you.
Heute sind meine Füße zu groß. Today my feet are too big. And welcome back. And Albrecht from the Jazz Collective in Halle. You are listening to the Indire radio show from Radio Korax in Halle Saale. And today we took a look on our local jazz music scene.
Yeah, we're not quite finished with the broadcast. We are going to have a look at what's going on in the jazz scene throughout Germany and not only our region right here. But yeah, thank you, Albrecht, for joining us and telling us a bit about the Hallische music scene.
Yes, thank you also for the inviting.
Yeah. See you next time. There was Zwitschermaschine, a band or a combination of people doing a project that Albrecht, that we just interviewed, recommended to us. And it's not to be confused with the art punk band from the GDR that existed in the late 70s, but a new project. And their album is called Looping. And from Looping, we just listened to the interlude number one. And next we will listen to a guy named Max Andre Ziewski. I hope that was kind of a correct pronunciation. And his piece Fliesen, as well as another piece that he did with a bunch of other artists. But first we listen to his album a track from his album, and this is called Fließen, Flow. With his song Fließen, Flow. Max André Zijewski is a jazz drummer and composer who studied in Cologne in Germany, and he's far from a secret tip since he already published many albums and worked with different musicians and won already a couple of prizes. His latest project is a collaboration with the Ukrainian singer Mariana Sadowska and the trio Kurbasi and Ensemble. The album Songs of Wounding comes out on February the 6th, but it had its live premiere already in December in 2021 in Berlin. And for this project, they used field recordings from Ukrainian villages that have been recorded throughout the years. On Bandcamp, there are already two pieces of music available. One is called Meine Rose, that means My Rose, that we want to give a listen to. Max Andrzejewski with Mariana Sadowska and the trio Kurbasi and Ensemble.
Yeah.
This was Max Andrzejewski with a Ukrainian singer with which is called Mariana Sadowska and the trio Courbazia and Ensemble. The album is coming out in February, so this month, 2024. And next we look to another album that's coming out, or maybe when you hear this broadcast, it has already been released on the 2nd of February. And we, with this one, we kind of leave the jazzy area and go to a group consisting of three women based in Berlin, who I discovered on this label called More Music, which I think is in Bavaria. And those women, they do some kind of experimental music, not really jazzy, but because they make music with string instruments, it's kind of unusual, not very kind of pop music, but yeah, more experimental maybe. And the album that's about to come out is called Epic Wonder, and from this one they already released a couple of singles, and one is called Alive Bloom from Töchter, Daughters. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome again to this Indie Re show from Halle Saale in East Germany again. And now we're coming to our category, which is called Fetch. There we present you a song from a band or an ensemble which is
not famous enough to be called mainstream, but many people already listen to it, and it's German speaking. That's another critique that we invented for this category. And this one comes from Augen, and Augen means eyes in German. But this is spelled just A-U-G-N, so there's one letter missing. And Augen, they already released their first album a while ago, but they now published a single. And this one I stumbled over, and it's called Piep. And Piep is the sound that little birds make.
You also did a bird show, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I do next another bird show, and then Peep will be part of it. So Peep, as this bird sound, reminds me of another German, actually quite famous band, but punk band called Team Scheiße, because they made a whole song about butterflies. And it seems quite like the same topic, but one is with the birds and the other one is about butterflies. And yeah, and I heard people say that Augen are becoming the German Sleaford Mods. Maybe you know the English, British-English double with Sleaford Mods, because the music is based and like built upon a really simple beat most of the time, and there's only a bass that you hear, and then people or this one man make like not rap sound but also not singing. It's like
it's like in between speaking, singing.
Yeah,
speak, singing.
So yeah, this is our category of this broadcast, category Fesh. And also the last song that we are about to play, because time's already up. And we thank you that you were patient with us.
Yeah, and thank you that you went on our journey to compare punk and jazz music in one show. It was a challenge for us, but I think we managed to challenge us quite well. So we presented you some local jazz music from Halle, East Germany, to Berlin, to Leipzig. And we had an interview with Albrecht from the local jazz collective. And yeah, we kind of discussed with him how to become. It's funny that